With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Fire crews across at least three eastern states have their hands full amid tinder dry conditions.
Wildfires force a mandatory evacuation Sunday in a North Carolina county still recovering from Hurricane Helene. Three wildfires are burning in Polk County. South Carolina's governor declaring an emergency in response to growing wildfires in that state. Voluntary evacuations are in effect. Hundreds of miles north, the New Jersey Forest Service was battling a blaze in the Wharton State Forest. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. and Russian negotiators back at the table. The BBC's Frank Gardner says they're holding talks in Saudi Arabia on a partial Ukraine ceasefire.
Russia has so far declined to sign up to the 30-day ceasefire agreed here in Saudi Arabia earlier this month between the U.S. and Ukraine. Now, this latest round of talks has a more limited set of aims: how to safeguard both countries' energy facilities and critical infrastructure, and perhaps come up with a deal over Black Sea shipping. Steve Witkoff, President Trump's envoy to the peace talks, said, "I think you're going to see some real progress in Saudi Arabia." But a Kremlin spokesman said, "We're only at the beginning of this path."
Israel's military says its strike on the largest hospital in southern Gaza targeted a high-ranking Hamas official who was being treated at that hospital. Also at SRNNews.com, a plane load of nearly 200 Venezuelan nationals deported from the U.S. has landed in Caracas. The Trump administration sent the illegal aliens, including some suspected gang members, back to their homeland. The deportations come as the administration continues defending its deportation policies in court. Wall Street, the Dow is up 404 points. This is SRN News. Idaho strikes a blow for religious freedom.
Republican Governor Brad Little has signed legislation that will keep doctors and other medical personnel from having to participate in procedures that violate their deeply held beliefs. That means a Christian healthcare professional will not have to perform an abortion or a sex change operation if he doesn't wish to. Religious hospitals will also have the right to, quote, make employment, staffing, contracting, and administrative decisions consistent with their religious beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Early voting has begun in Wisconsin for a seat on the state Supreme Court. The election is viewed by some analysts as a kind of proxy for the nation's political battles, and it has attracted a lot of funding from outside the state. The Wisconsin court set to consider cases involving abortion and redistricting. The election will determine whether the court remains under liberal control or flips to a more conservative majority. This is SRN News. It's a milestone anniversary of one of America's most historically significant speeches.
The date was March 23, 1775. The famous words were spoken by Patrick Henry, concluding his speech dramatically before the Second Virginia Convention with these words: "I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Among those who heard were George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and several other influential U.S. founders. Henry's speech persuaded the convention to approve deploying its state troops for the eventual War of Independence, which began just a few weeks later at Lexington Green in Massachusetts, when the shot heard round the world began the American Revolution. George Williams reporting.
Former Congresswoman Mia Love of Utah, she was the first black Republican woman elected to Congress, has died. She had been undergoing treatment for brain cancer. Mia Love was 49 years old. More details at SRNNews.com.